We are on to our fourth lesson, the Book of Women by Mahdi Mahridi. And we will start this lesson. So if everyone's ready. If everyone's ready, please raise your hands. Okay. That's good. All right then. I am speaking from Houston, Texas. I'm out of town today, so we will be having a short class. But inshallah, we'll go through something that's very important. Let's go forward to this lesson that we have. And we'll start on chapter 1, still on chapter 1, the creation of woman, where the author is explaining about the scales and what are the different issues that we deal with it. First, we went through the creation of woman and what Allah says in the ayat of the Quran. And after speaking of that, then he raised two issues. From last week, we discussed one of the issues, and that issue was the woman created from man. Contrary to popular belief held by Sunni ulama and scholars like Fakhruddin Razi, who say that women were created from the ribs of man, the Quran and Hadith state that the women were not created from man, but rather from the same material that man was created from. So the idea that people hold and have held for a long time, and it was actually propagated by the Sunnis and the ulama of the Ahl Sunnah, that the women were created from the ribs of man, and it came from the other religions also, like Christianity, that hold on to such beliefs. But when we looked into the verses of the Quran, it was clear that what the Quran and Hadith were trying to say and teach us in regards to this issue of whether the woman was created from man or not was the fact that women were not created from man. In fact, the Hadith very emphatically spoke of that and made it clear that the women were not created from man, and it looked upon this type of statement as an accusation against Allah by evil-minded people. So as a result, what the ayat of the Quran and Hadith are saying is that the women were created from the same material and substance as man, and hence they were like man because they were created from the same substance and material that man was created from. Hence, the result of that discussion was that women, because if we hold to that thought that women were created from the ribs of man and were created from man, the result of that would be that women were deficient to man and that they came out of man, so that they're not equal to man. But because of the fact that Allah says that the women were not created from man, but rather from the same substance as man, it means that they are not in any way deficient to man in their creation and in their essence and in their being. So that was from last week that we had discussed. And let's go on from there now to the second issue. Because last week we raised two issues. And those two issues were, one, was woman created from man, which we answered last week. Now we have another issue which we are going to deal with, and that is, was woman created for man? This question and this issue is another issue that has been a issue in which there is controversy, and different views are held in regards to this issue, and we need to see what does Islam say in regards to this issue, so that the role of woman, her rights and responsibilities can be figured out later. Second issue the creation of woman from man. When reading some of the verses of the Quran, some mistakenly reach the conclusion that Allah has created the woman for the man. In other words, to be subservient to man. So, the idea that is held by some people and other religions is that women were created for man. So her job is to make man happy. Her job is to please the man. Why? Because she was created to please him. And because of that, she is subservient to the man. And that her creation and her being is subservient to the being of man. In other words, that man was created as the original being with the goals intended for mankind, and woman was made to help him and in order to assist him and to aid him in trying to achieve those objectives. Now, there are two verses in the Quran that allude to such a notion. We read these two verses, and in these two verses, we will see that some who read these verses can possibly take out that meaning. But let's take a closer look at those ayat. When we look at those ayat, then we will try to analyze them and see what are the meanings in those ayat and verses. The first verse that we are talking about is in Surah Araf, 7th chapter, ayat number 189. Allah, He says in this ayat, saying, هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِن نَفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا. That He it is who created you from a single being, and of the same kind did He make His mate. Meaning that He made the mate, He made the wife from the same type of material that He made man from. So now, the reason He gives, that is what we are talking about right now, He is saying, لَيَسْكُنَا إِلَيْهَا, so that He may find rest in her. He may find tranquility and peace in her. Yaskuna is from the word sakana or sakina, which means tranquility and peace. And hence, He's saying that He created for man a mate so that man may find rest in her, or that peace in her. So by reading this verse, some could understand that what is being mentioned here is that the woman were created for men so that the men can find comfort in them and can find rest and peace in them. This is the first verse that you see alludes to that meaning that the woman were created for men. Let's go to the second verse and read that one. It says in Surah Rum, ayat number 21, it says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. And from His signs, meaning Allah's signs, is that He created for you from yourselves mates. He created for you from your own selves. He has created mates for you, wives for you, spouses for you. Why? لَتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may find peace in them, and you may find comfort in them. The same term that Allah uses in the previous verse in Surah Araf, He uses in this verse in Surah Rum. He says, لَتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, so that you may find peace in them. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and that He has put between you two love and compassion. And then He says that these things that he has done. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِقَوْمٍ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Well, surely there are signs in this for a people who reflect. So obviously Allah, he mentions these things as the signs to show the importance of these things, and that Allah is proud of what he has done, meaning that he has made for you spouses and he has put between you love and compassion. So here we see the same term, لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, is being used to say that man may find comfort in her. And Allah gives that as a reason. He gives that as a reason for his creation of the spouse. Out of these verses, it can be understood that the philosophy of creation of the woman being is what is the peace and comfort for men. Meaning that some people might understand from these verses that reason why women were created is to be a source of peace and a source of comfort for men. In fact, the original cause of life being men and the women were created for giving them rest and comfort. So this is what this is the result that could be reached by reading these verses. But is that true? Is that what it's really saying? Let us look now. Is this peace and love one-sided or mutual? That is the basic question we need to ask. We need to see that whether the peace Allah is speaking about, is it a one-sided affair or is it a mutual affair? Meaning, is it, for example, that he created men for the woman so that men can find peace, and this peace is not meant for women, and that this comfort is not meant for women? Or is it mutual? No, that Allah made the man and the woman mutually pleasing and loving and comforting to each other. That is the question that needs to be answered. Now let's take a closer look at these ayahs to see what Allah is saying in these verses. Let's see. The love and compassion now mentioned in the second verse is stated as a mutual and as a reciprocal between the man and the woman, between the two. When we look at how Allah speaks about the love and compassion, after he speaks about the comfort and peace, Allah, he speaks of it as a mutual benefit for both man and woman that he has created for them mate so that they can mutually love each other and have compassion for each other. He says, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. This ayah from Surah Nur we just read. And he put between you love and compassion. So here he's saying that this love and compassion was put so that both the mates, the man and the woman, can take mutual benefit from each other in order to gain benefits from this union. The love and compassion is from both sides and is for both sides. That is how we read the verse. Now, when we look at this part of the verse, let's go back. Now we see the statement in the first verse. It says, وَجَعَلَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا لِيَسْكُنَ إِلَيْهَا, that he made from its mates so that man can find rest in them. When we read that part, or when we read the part in the second verse, where it says, وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِ أَنْ خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مِنْ أَنْفُسِكُمْ أَزْوَاجًا لِتَسْكُنُوا إِلَيْهَا, and one of his signs is that he has created mates for you from yourselves that you may find rest in them. So when he says that you may find rest in them, now when you read these two verses, now are these one-sided or two-sided? This is understood whether it's one-sided or mutual by reading the second part that we just read, where love and compassion is mentioned for both of them. So both these verses must be read and understood, keeping in mind the second part of the verse. وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً, and he put between you love and compassion. So the peace is found in both by the other, and hence it is mutual. So when Allah is speaking that you may find peace in them, so the peace is found mutually by both of them. Both of them, they find the peace, and both of them, they find comfort in each other. Let us look at the commentary of Allama in Al-Mizan regarding these verse, so that it could be better understood as to what he is saying and what Allah is saying in these verses. Allama says that the meaning of the verse, "He created for you from your self-mates," is that He, meaning Allah, created from your species the like of you, so as to make you benefit and get advantage of each other. So when Allah says that He made from you wives or spouses from like yourself, meaning from your own species, it means that He did it so because we can gain benefit from each other and take advantage of each other, because every woman and every man is provided with genitals alike and similar that complement each other. And when they are brought together into each other, they give production. That is, by action of both of them, the work of production and procreation of offspring is achieved and fulfilled. So both men and women are in need of one another. Meaning, for example, they complement one another. Allah made them in such a way that they go like a glove in the hand, hand in glove. So what happens is that when they are together, then they are able to benefit from each other and become productive in the wisdom for which they were created and the procreation that comes from them. Based on this, each one of them, the man and the woman, have a deficiency and are incomplete. When you look at man, man himself is incomplete, and woman herself is incomplete, meaning that they cannot be productive. They cannot be useful for mankind or for human beings. So in order for them to be productive and complete, they need one another. They can only be complete by the help of the other. The deficiency that they have can only be fulfilled by the aid of the other. So they need one another in order that they help each other, and with the aid of the other, they are able to fulfill each other and make each other complete. Why is this? Well, this is a very important principle that we need to understand. Why is it that they need each other and that they take the benefit of one another? Because every imperfection is eager and anxious to what complements it, meaning it's eager and anxious to reach what complements it. And every wanting is inclined to what meets its need and perfects it. In other words, anything that is imperfect, everything that's imperfect is looking for that thing which will make it perfect. Anything that is incomplete is looking for that thing which will make it complete. Anything that's unfulfilled is looking for that thing which will make it fulfilled. Hence, for example, when we look at it in the Irfani and the spiritual and Gnostic sense, then we see that we who are imperfect, we look at, we are always looking for that thing which will complete our imperfection and would make us perfect. so that when we are with, when we look for that thing, and we found that thing in Allah, so that the eagerness of us in wanting to know Allah and to meet Allah is because it is Allah who fulfills our needs and makes us perfect. Meaning He removes that, He fills that imperfection for us. This is that principle on which both man and woman lust for one another and have attraction for one another, not because they like each other's physical appearance, but because it is the other side that perfects the one side. Meaning one side perfects one side, it fulfills one side. Both of them mutually benefit from each other so that they may find fulfillment and perfection. That is why that natural lust that men and women have for each other exists. Because we, as in our nature, are looking to remove our imperfection and to fulfill those imperfections and to see what complements those imperfections. And that's why we find those imperfections in the opposite gender. Conclusion. In short, what the Quranic verses intend to demonstrate is not the philosophy of creation of the woman, meaning that these two verses are not meant to describe why woman was created. These two ayat have nothing to do with that. In fact, what they are saying, and what they do say, is of the kind of spiritual and life connection between woman and man and the attachment to each other. Meaning that they are speaking about the attachment of woman and man and the connection that a man and a woman have with each other in both physical and spiritual sense for their fulfillment. This is in regards to this issue, and at the end we can also say now is that the woman was not created, yes, the woman was created for the man, just like the man was created for the woman. So it is not that, no, only the woman is created for the man. No, both man and woman were created for each other. That is the reality of the issue. Allah made them, and He made them in such a way that they complement one another so that they may take the benefit of each other and fulfill the imperfections that they have through each other. And hence, this Allah made these into gender so that the imperfections of one another can be removed by the other. So we will end our class over here. And inshallah, we will have like question and answers next week because of the fact that I am away from home. And inshallah, next week I will be there in order to take any questions. So if you have any questions you want to ask, please write them down in the after. The after class poll that they have, you know, if you have any feedback, you write down whatever you need to ask me in regards to this class or the class before this, because last week also I didn't have a chance to answer anything. So please, you can ask me any of the questions you may have so that I will answer the questions. Inshallah. You go. End the class here, and we will see you all, inshallah, next week. So if you have any questions you want to ask, right now I cannot answer it because I'm somewhere else and I need to go. But inshallah, we will meet next week. And if you have anything to ask, please ask those questions in the feedback form that you send so that I can receive those questions and answer them next week in the class. Inshallah, may Allah bless you all. We will end the session right now. I thank you for listening. And again, may Allah bless you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.